Folks, by folks I mean y'all, it's time for a confession. This is not easy, but it's my last show ever. I'm serious. But this is, I'm going to make a confession in the form of a question, all right? Is anyone here like me in that they are compelled beyond their will to watch the show Cops every fucking night that it's on? Someone? I'm not alone? Oh, thank God. Hi, I'm Bill. I'm a Cops watcher. Welcome, Bill. You're in the right place. Oh, thank God I'm not alone. I'm like a guy with a sore tooth. I can't quit touching it. I swear, ow, ow. Oh, Cops is on. Ow. Ow. Ooh. I have never been in so many fucking trailers, parks, man. I swear to God, I could buy a trailer right now. That's how much I've learned about them from fucking Cops. Ow. Oh, that's a double Y. Ow. Ow. And what's so compelling about it is every night it's the same fucking show. A woman has been beaten by her husband. Her head looks like a fucking melon. You know, someone makes a domestic call, right? The trailer next door apparently over her screaming, couldn't hear the results of the American Gladiator contest or something. I was surprised they had a phone. But anyway, the cops show up, and every fucking time, the woman stands up for the guy. He didn't mean to hurt me, Oliver. He didn't mean to hit me. Her 14 little cracker spawn are peering around her gingham skirt. Their eyes are so close together. The left eye is in the right socket, and the right eye is in the left socket. It's kind of genetic mutation due to inbreeding. What does their family tree look like? A stump?
He didn't mean to hit me, Oliver. I fell asleep in the driveway, and he run over my head with the truck. He's a good man. He's passed out on the trailer with his dog, Skeeter.
It's just, what is the mentality of standing up for a wife beater? I don't get that, ladies. I know it's sad. It's a self-esteem thing, but fuck, it makes me feel bad. Because I'm kind of like a nice guy, and I hadn't seen pussy in like 3 years. And meanwhile, Burl in plot 14 is balls deep in this hillbilly whore every fucking night. And, you know, I'm just a little bitter about it, you know. I'm showing up with flowers, and meanwhile, Burl's hitting her with a crowbar, and she's sticking by her man. You know, and I know this is backed up semen talking. I'm not lying to you, folks. I'm not going to try and kid you either. I mean, next time I come, it's going to be like a wax dart shooting out of my cock. Woman killed by semen dart. News at 11. Sorry, baby, it's been a while. I mean, I'm a little upset by it. I even went to one of those rebirthing. You ever do that? You go to rebirth class to re-experience your birth just to remind myself what a pussy was like. And I even got a Woody, which is pretty scary. Freud's doing backflips. Meanwhile, I'm in my mom's pussy going, no, that's what it's like. All right. Just had to remind myself. It's been so fucking long.
He's a good man. He don't mean to hit me with the crowbar.
Burl gets pussy every night, sure. Maybe I should have a dozen crowbars next time I go on a date. Maybe. No, but it just makes me feel a little fucked. You know, it's just weird. I know it's a self-esteem, and we live in a very sick society. But, you know, and standing up for wife beaters when there's good guys out there. And also, ladies, I'm not fooled. I know you like Billy Ray. Don't lie to me. The guys here didn't buy his fucking albums. I know you think he's a hunk. Bullshit. Don't fucking lie. And you would break a pelvis trying to open your legs wide enough to get his cracker fucking member into your body to pump his homunculus seed into your womb. Don't fucking lie to me. You would chainsaw your legs off to give him better access to have that phony, talentless fucking hump shoot his tainted, probably whiskey brown fucking semen into your body. Tennessee whiskey brown semen. Because you think he's a hunk. And same with that fucking rat-like Michael Bolton, this little rodent-appearing human. Now, I looked in the mirror. I don't look like a rodent, and yet you like that guy. And don't fucking lie to me. I'm a little upset by it, man. And you know what? Also, the ramifications are frightening, too. It occurred to me that we're just fucked. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not a bitter. But we're fucked. Satan is going to have no problems ruling this planet. None. You know why? All the women in the world are going to go, what a cute butt. He's Satan. You don't know him like I do. He's the Prince of Darkness. I can change him. I bet you can, too. I really do. I don't give Satan a snowball's chance in hell against a woman's ego. No fucking way. He'll rule the planet for about a day. A week later, we'll see him out cutting the lawn, you know? Hey, aren't you Satan? Shut up. You forgot to edge out back, Mr. Prince. Shut up. He'll be at the supermarket. Tampons, price check, tampons. Satan's here buying tampons for his girlfriend. Shut up. I'm the Prince of Darkness. Yeah, you dropped your Kotex, Mr. Prince. Shut up. I'll rule this planet next weekend when she's out of town. Get out of here. A pussy whip Satan. That's what's in store for us. And hopelessness reigns. Until you see our Full House, Let's Hunt and Kill the cast of Full House Easter special. And I think hope will be reborn on the planet.